This is very stunning, almost unbelievable. The Department of Transportation says it has now evaluated all of this, all of the pertinent information, and has now decided to trigger the pilot project by which Mexican long-haul trucks will be moved into this country. But they weren't able to verify the on-site data. What weren't they able to verify? Well, vehicle inspections, accident reports, driver violations. And why am I concerned about this whole issue? I'm concerned because I know, and I think most people know, that you don't have the same circumstance in Mexico with respect to truck safety, with respect to requirements and regulations and inspections. You don't have the same requirements with respect to driver standards, hours of service, and all of those related issues. The standards are just not equivalent. And so if we move a trucking fleet into this country from Mexico that does not have equivalent safety requirements and safety standards, and drivers that have not been required to meet the same standards and enforce, or rather have enforcement of the same standards, then there's no question but that we put at risk drivers on America's streets and roads and highways. That's just a fact. And yet this administration is so anxious to move, they took 1 hour to evaluate the IG report. Now, they tell us, we've got all this under control. Don't worry, be happy. Doesn't matter what truck you're driving next to. Doesn't matter what truck you're going to meet at a four-way stop sign. Don't worry, it's all under control. Except, they weren't able to get information about vehicle inspections. That means they weren't able to get information about vehicle inspections of Mexican trucks. They weren't able to get information about accident reports. They weren't able to get information about driver violations. What were they able to get? Is this one of those trust us things? I think we've had enough of this trust us claim. How about verifying just a bit some of the basic information that we need to know and understand before we decide to allow Mexican long-haul trucks beyond that 25-mile perimeter that they have been allowed to drive since NAFTA? So the U.S. House of Representatives has already passed by voice vote a provision that says no money in this appropriations bill shall or can be used to continue this pilot project. I propose, with my colleague from Pennsylvania, Senator Spector and others, I propose that we do exactly the same thing. This amendment is identical to that which the House has passed. It makes sense to me. Will there be at some point, because we have a trade agreement called NAFTA with Mexico, will there be at some point homogenization of rules and standards and so on with respect to trucking? Maybe. Will at that point there be long-term trucking in this hemisphere from Canada to U.S. to Mexico? Maybe. But there will not be, in my judgment, until and unless we are satisfied as a country that the standards and the enforcement of those standards, which is the most important issue, the enforcement of those standards with respect to Mexican long-haul trucking are equivalent to, at least equivalent to, that which we have in this country. When an American citizen pulls up at a four-way stop sign or drives down a road, two-lane or four-lane road, doesn't matter, and comes next to an 18-wheel truck, I believe most of them want to be assured that the inspections on that vehicle, that the requirements on that driver are equivalent, if they are not from this country, are equivalent to the standards that we already have imposed. When that is the case, I think the consumers, the drivers, the American people will not have additional risk. Until that is the case, they most certainly will have additional risk.